About the prophet, they lied, and his sons and grandsons were definitely not safe. From the character and physical assassinations that took place, and so like his grandfathers before him, he too they killed. But they didn't realize that deep within the earth is where his blood would be spilled. And that the soil of this world that they corrupted only through pure blood would become cleaned. For in his veins was the same blood of Khatim al-Mursaleen. In his veins was the literal blood of Muhammad. In his veins was the ark of salvation that would get us through the waves. In his veins was the voice of godly freedom and change. In his veins was the road to liberty and the freedom from being slaves. In his veins was the pathway to Al-Aqsa and the key to its gate in chains. And this key was not free, as it was trapped in this worldly plane, in this lowly place, so when their bombs hit, the key would escape beyond time and space, to unlock the minds and hearts of the world, to erase all of the lies and propaganda of his honorable reputation that they have tried for years to efface. And today, it is you, O enemies of everything that are disgraced. You think by killing him, you have gained power? Did you not know that for us, martyrdom in the way of God is our greatest honor? For in order for the fruit to grow, we must say goodbye to the flower. But it doesn't leave. It merely transforms. From its middle, to its beautiful petals, to its defensive thorns, and at first, it may appear dying. Damaged, destroyed, and torn. But it is simply preparing for what it had been created to do, to give birth to what from it was meant to be born. The martyrdom of Sayyid Hassan was a storm that only will produce the fruit of a nation that for too long has been in drought, in self-destroying doubt, chasing money and clout, the route of the godless. And the earth will be purified by the blood of the shrouded and unshrouded. The martyrs who speak in silence, who you thought died of your violence in a manner that was violent, but in reality, God was just changing their physical form until extracted from them was their soul to become timeless. Some of us may no longer have eyes, but it is you who are blinded, who think the martyrs are dead because their body parts from a missile or a sword have become divided, whose blood with the earth collided when blood and earth collide. You think they are dead, but nay, they are alive. Initially, there was five. Let me name them. There was five. Let me state them. There was five before you characterize them. There was five before you deny them. There was five before you tried to kill me too and hide them. Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, whose teachings will endlessly produce for us Sayyid Hassans born from their sacrifice, worship, and pain. Let me explain. Let me explain before you send us to heaven and send yourselves to hell. Let me tell you how the five became 12. Let me tell you about the 12 princes of Muhammad, 11 of which you killed. Let me tell you about the one who was waiting, like the youth who waited in the cave. The leader of the leader who you've slain, safe from you killers, hidden in the darkness, yet brighter than your 2,000-pound bombs that flicker, brighter than all of your munitions released by your scared fingers on the trigger. Our greatest leader is hiding in plain sight, who cannot be blinded by pagers, cannot be hit by your bunker buster bombs, who cannot be defeated, for the Lord of the heavens will not allow you to reach him. Your victory can never be achieved. For our greatest leader may be right behind you at this very moment in Tel Aviv. So turn around and see the soldiers of truth entering Palestine from every pathway and entry, who will unravel the satanic entity, who will unravel the spider's web, just like Sayyid Hassan said.
Wallahi, hiya awhanu min bayt al-ankabut.
And he will be fighting you beyond the grave, even though you think he is dead. You will know too late, after the dust settles and cleared is the debris, how you cannot enslave a people who were born to be free. For they are under God in the command of Jesus and the Mahdi.